never settle, unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips and experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Jimmy Butler was in Dubai. He was doing a tour or something like that for Big Face Coffee.
Of course he is, dude.
Of course, SideQuest Jimmy. And he did a stop by on a radio show there.
Mm.
And we got a couple of cuts here for you.
Okay.
First, we have Jimmy Butler talking about being with the Warriors, which he loves so much now. He loves being under Warriors. Here is Jimmy Butler on now being a Golden State Warrior and how happy he is.
How's it feel to be on the West Coast in the States now, obviously, with the move? So how's that feeling?
Feels good. I think my pocket's going to feel it from the taxes, but, you know, the taxes were great in Miami. But I'm so happy over there. Organization's top-notch. Obviously, you know, I get to play with Steph, so I'm a fan of him just like 99.9% of the world. And, you know, a chance of winning the championship, what more can you ask for? And Draymond's on the team.
Me and Draymond
get along quite well. Yeah. Play a lot of dominoes.
Yeah,
and,
fun. It feels like, I mean, I feel like he's fun as well.
Oh, he's the best. And you don't realize how great he is until you actually get on his team and how smart and how he'll do anything to win. And I respect that the most out of anything. It's all about winning all the time with that dude. And I'm learning.
All right, he's learning. Good for him.
I wonder how long it took him to learn that 8 points in a quarter ain't gonna win a game.
We score points over here in Golden State.
Did you learn that? Are they gonna teach him about? I bet you they don't know about third quarter there.
That courtesy of the Chris Fade Show.
Yes.
Which is Virgin Radio in Dubai. He also then was asked by one of the co-hosts about the idea of facing the Miami Heat, which is going to happen in a little over a month. Here is what Jimmy had to say on that upcoming showdown.
I wanted to ask a question that I've always been curious about. I'm a basketball fan growing up watching, but one thing always left me curious was when you get traded, you've been bonded with a team, right? And then you go to another team. Then you got to face your old teammates. What is that feeling like?
I think it's a great feeling because you know everybody. Just like I know their game, they know my game at the same rate. But it's all love. I've been in the trenches with Miami for the past six seasons. And like I tell everybody, the way that they want to beat me and make sure that they beat the Golden State Warriors, I promise you, it's just as personal for me as well. But love those guys over there. Great organization. It didn't end the way that everybody hoped that it would end. But that's just part of the business of basketball. I don't have anything bad to say about that organization.
Nothing bad to say about
Get out of here, dude.
Hey.
What are we even talking about?
Minus one for deception.
Wow. Yeah, there we go, Leroy. Let him have it.
Minus one.
We've been had.
For deception.
Run amok.
Run amok.
We didn't fall on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock fell on us.
That's right. I mean, he was trying to be cordial, you know? I mean, what are you guys going to do?
Oh, really?
He's trying to be cordial? Why are you guys going to be so hostile? You guys got to learn to, like, let go of these bad vibes all the time.
Yeah,
you're
going to
be drowned by petty.
You know what he is? He's a saboteur.
I'm not a saboteur.
No, Jimmy.
Oh, he's a saboteur. Oh, dude.
Okay, nothing but love.
He pulled the...
How can you have love for a team you take a one-footed three?
12 days ago.
Nothing says, I don't care, and there's no love like a one-footed three.
Jimmy Butler reveals Pat Riley's behavior was unhinged. Well, it wasn't from him directly.
Unhinged.
I mean, it went to a report. It's not like he had a press conference.
Anywhere but here. I'll go anywhere but here.
And guess what? And you know who started the fireworks? Oh, Mr. 4th of July
Hoban.
Right there.
No, dude, that's not fair.
What?
Hoban did this.
I didn't do anything.
Pat. Punting.
That's not like Ron McAfee.
Pat. Jimmy said if he was playing, Boston wouldn't have done nothing.
Whatever you say, Jimmy.
Yeah.
One look at Jimmy.
This is like punting. That's you. That was you.
I don't like that you make me sound sniveling. I wasn't sniveling.
You were
sniveling.
Wait, you hold on. The only way you can go to another guy talking about what somebody else said as far as he's concerned is sniveling. When you went to Pat, Jimmy said sniveling. Mm. Then when you go back to Jimmy and say, Pat said, that's sniveling.
It's not sniveling, dude. It wasn't sniveling.
Have you talked to Pat?
What do you mean? Isn't that a fair question? Punting.
Have you talked to Pat? Right. So you were doing all of the things to fuel this fire.
Jay says
you may have not have caused it, but you made everybody aware of each other's conversations, thus lighting it.
Jay says, I'm so disappointed in our Pope Petty letting this guy slide.
Yeah.
Fix it, dude.
Mm. Yes. You are, like, I can't even look at you right now.
What do you mean?
Two-faced.
I'm not two-faced.
You've gone after everybody.
Mm.
I don't know why I'm not mad at Jimmy.
I don't know why I'm not mad at him. I can only feel how I feel.
He sabotaged your favorite team more than any other person.
But they should have known that they were in bed with a rattlesnake. Like it's almost like you're getting mad for having a coastal home living by a hurricane.
They helped the scorpion across the creek.
Dude, you were sitting here and you live on the coast and you're like, I don't think I'm going to buy hurricane insurance this year. Hmm. It's like, yeah, you know, like. Like, I should be more mad at him. I understand that. I should be.
You've gotten more upset over people that have done a teensy weensy bit of what Jimmy did.
No.
Yes, you have.
Like who?
Yes, you have.
Me. You fired me twice yesterday.
Right to fire.
So wait. How long did you carry the LeBron Petty?
Probably till D-Wade came back.
And guess what? And LeBron didn't demand a trade. He was just a free agent.
I think that's what goes into it, right? Like, the behavior, objectively, if I was to look at this from 10,000 feet, okay? Objectively.
Which you're not.
I think I am.
No, you're not.
Objectively, Jimmy's behavior, much worse than LeBron's. Much worse.
Then why do you hate LeBron so much?
I think it was the surprise. Like, it's always the way you leave, not the fact that you left.
I was surprised by Jimmy's actions, too, when he said, I'm just go out and hoop.
I wasn't that surprised, though. I wasn't that surprised. Like, what?
Did you go, mm-mm.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs.
Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's exactly how I felt when he walked off that court with the BGs. I saw the guy's ankle snap, and they're like,
"That was after the fact."
No, it was before.
I'm saying we did. No, this was after. This was when he said he wasn't happy after that stuff.
When
the season started, when they were asking
him
about.
I know that, but like, and I thought there was a part of me that definitely thought, because I'm telling you, like, the vibes around the team were good. I think that's why Tyler's been a little bit hurt about it, because remember him and Tyler, like, who's one A? You, Gucci, Gucci, go. They were like loving each other. And then all of a sudden, Jimmy's like, nah, rats up a ship. So I should be more mad at him. I don't know why I'm not. I think it's because I just expected it.
Phony.
I'm not a phony.
You're a phony.
I feel how I feel.
Listen, these minus actions one. Deserve repercussions.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
I don't know, but I don't want to say, bro, you love him, Jimmy.
I don't love him. I don't love him.
No.
I don't love him.
A fraud.
I'm not a fraud,
dude. This is what you're doing. This is what you're doing. I can't quit you, Jimmy.
He's just a rascal.
That's what you're doing.
He's just a rascal.
He's just a rascal.
You know, he's just having a good time. He said, you got me in the taxes, Riles. Listen, I hope that he beat him by 40. I do. Mm. I want him to get drop kicked when they come here.
Maybe we'll be the new Minnesota. He didn't beat Minnesota for a while.
He didn't beat Minnesota for a while. That is true.
Hopefully, man. It's all we have at this point.
I don't know why.
I'm just saying.
You're letting him off the hook.
Dude. I'm not letting him off the hook. Hold on. Hold on. I said from the jump that I would have paid him. They didn't. Okay. When he pulled his antics, I said from jump, you can't bring him back. Okay. Then they brought him back, which was ridiculous. And then, crazy, Jimmy tanked again. And then finally, they came to their senses and like, oh, we can't bring him back. I didn't like what he did to his teammates. I thought it was rotten. You do that to Bam? All those years you go to the finals with Bam Adebayo right by your side? And you go, I did it myself. Oh, boo. Okay, best two-way player in the league out there, best defender in the league. Like, he wasn't there. You saddled us with Kyle Lowry. I mean, took Goran's number from him with this fat point guard who won't score, won't take any shots, and then he had a little pity party. Oops, Bo, I'm not starting anymore. And so we had to trade his sour puss ass for a guy whose neck lasted like 3 weeks.
Lowry.
All of these moves are catalysts because you wanted Kyle Lowry here, Jimmy. All of them.
Mm.
Man,
and you still let him off the hook.
But 56 points, dude. I mean, that was awful.
You still let him off the hook.
What a moment that was.
Let me tell you something. There's a lesson to be learned in sports. Yesterday's Jimmy ain't today's Jimmy.
You better hope
not. You tend to look at a guy that's had moments of greatness, and I'm not disputing that one bit.
Seems like you dispute.
And you
a lot.
Take that as the norm forever.
Sometimes I think you treat Jimmy Butler like Jay Crowder.
No, I don't.
I feel like you do.
No, I don't.
I kind of feel like you do, though.
No, I don't.
I think sometimes you treat him like he's Jay Crowder.
Here's what I did. I tried to understand the situation for what it was. That's with no bias towards Jimmy, no bias towards the Heat. And I understand Jimmy wanted his money, but I understand why Pat wouldn't give it to him. Mm-hmm. Because we can't have you playing the amount of games you want to play to keep ending up in the play-in. You can't do it. So, when the season started and Jimmy started talking about it, oh, I guess I'm going to play all the games. It is what it is. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Pat was like, cool. But then he didn't. So, in this whole situation, Pat should be furious. Because not only did he lie, but he went out of his way to sabotage the whole situation.
But here's the thing I would say that is it's not the Heat's fault, because obviously Jimmy was the unprofessional one here, okay?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But what I always say with an organization is, it's your job to know whether or not you really have a handle on something. And
right.
And I keep saying that the Heat
should have traded him in the summer.
They had an arrogance about themselves with all of this, thinking
like
he's not going to do it to us. And they keep getting their asses beat because they're arrogant. And they think, we're the Heat. We're a first-class organization. I understand it's earned. Championships, finals trips, all that stuff. Developed two-way guys into near conference champions. I'm not saying that they haven't earned some arrogance, but you have to understand where that arrogance is blinding you sometimes. And you guys thought that because Jimmy was older, you guys had passed with Jimmy, you had good trips with Jimmy, you thought Jimmy wasn't going to be Jimmy. Wrong. Wrong. Wrong.
So here's what the Heat did. In the last 6 years, they helped Jimmy across the river. And then when he got on the other side, pop.
They were the frog.
Yep.
And he was the scorpion.
What do you mean by that?
Correct.
And we know about frogs. They're losers.
No, okay, hold on. There's no need.
But again, even, see, in all of this, I think the only person who was unprofessional was Jimmy. You can say whatever you want about the Heat and what they should have done, okay? But they don't owe anybody a contract past the current one.
But he said he has love. He said that.
He's saying, you know why? He's saying that now that he's getting his money. Like, money make you feel better. It don't fix all your issues. But I tell you what, it make you feel all warm and fuzzy when you don't have to worry about stuff.
It would do a lot better for me if, like, he threw up a clunker. Like, if the Warriors could just, you know, get their asses kicked.
Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing you have to understand. Jimmy is probably in a more comfortable role than he's been in a lot of his career. Being that everybody knows Steph is the guy. And he's playing off of Steph. He's getting the mismatches because they're concentrating on Steph. So he has more room to operate than when he was the number one on any other team.
That's fine, but that's not a Heat. That's on the Heat. That's not on Jimmy, who they put around him.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
We'll take a break. We got another big one coming up tomorrow. Get into that coming up next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.